gotta tell Nikki everything about us?
Because I needed somebody to talk to.
But you trying to make it seem like I started it.
I just told the story the way it went.
Michelle.
What?
Look, since you seem to be forgetting, I'm going to tell you how it started from the beginning, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Miller went to the groove. The greatest man alive was cold rock in my world. Been a rock a little harder when I thought it was fresh black girl. But hold up, I can't go out like it's nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to stress. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to progress. My compliment came through in the clutch. She started to blush, then I knew what was up. Called the next morning, said, what'll it be? Dinner and a movie, or just chilling with me? She said, me. So I went and got the Slimmy. As soon as I opened the door, she said, Jimmy. It was like I was a bone and she was fetching. She got what cold swallowed my ones like really Gretchen. Then after a couple weeks of good love of my friend, she did the dummy move. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. This new Jack Bay started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't call her last night. I kindly pulled her to the side, said, yo, take a hike. Cause I don't need a girl, too many problems in this world. So boom, we went ahead with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson to Lincoln. I said, no way, no problem. What do you think this is, President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with my money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some ends, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it was before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Michelle, how come every time we argue it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady B, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays. Got to stay paid, it ain't like the old days. When you were serenade, take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadow. She could leave still her heart. But the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one. To constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Every week's a new style. She's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pocket. But when you wanna chill, you find that something always boxes. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's gone. I tried to put your D. With my friend, you didn't listen, I should got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous.
The third dress this week. The world is very different now. The world is very different now.
No, I don't like to get upset and I don't like to rip. But one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little saying about the J-O-B, but what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E and wreck your whole check on the latest. Nah, when you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. Let your vice to you all in. Begin to let it sink and you can spend, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something, or any woman for that matter, if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal visa card on the strip. Trying to get somebody who can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, E.S.?
Because, man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I wouldn't have never stepped to you from the giddy.
If I knew you wasn't going to provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day.
Big snow, you know I can take you to the mountaintop, but on trip, let's go where they're doing it at, the G-Goo Show, Flashback Friday.
Yeah, yeah, just like that, it's the G-Lou Show. We are back at it. Fabulous Flashback Fridays on a Friday night, the 29th. March Madness. I am G-Lou. Shout out to Queen Jeannie. She's out tonight hanging out with her daughter. Happy birthday once again to the incredible Miss Lanisha P. They're celebrating her birthday tonight, so Queen Jeannie will be out. I got Cousin Marcy with me, though. But check it out. Before we get started, let me give a special shout-out to our sponsors. Shout-out to BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed, FM-ism. FM-ism every Thursday night after 6 Cruise Mix goes down. Make sure you tune in Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on Blog Talk Radio. Also, shout-out to Dede Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books at Amazon.com. Check out her YouTube channel, Dede Harrison 100, and follow her on IG, Dede Harrison. Also, shout out to the Patio Politics YouTube channel. They drop a new episode every week. That's the Writers for Life family. Make sure you check them out. The Patio Politics. Also, One World Magazine, the freshest, hippest, flyest, dopest magazine dealing with hip-hop in the world. That's One World Magazine. Check them out. Also, check out our YouTube channel, the G-Lou Show YouTube channel. We got crazy content over there, shows throughout the week, a lot of shit. Just check it out, the G-Lou Show YouTube channel. That being said, let's get this show started right. But let me bring in my cuzzo. Cousin Marcy is in the Kiss Hut. What's up, cuzzo?
What's going on? Mic check 1, 2. How you living out there, DJ Maniac Voice, cuzzo?
It's all good. Living swell, mine as well. How you doing?
That's good. I'm doing well. My voice is trying to go on me again, so just bear with me, y'all. Glad to be back. Shout out to the Queen Cousin Jean. She's out there celebrating. You know what I realized? Not one, not two, but 3 special days in a row. So you go, Queen. Happy birthday to my cousins again. And I know y'all are having a wonderful time celebrating. So, you know, it's Freestyle Friday over here tonight, right?
Yeah, Freestyle Friday. And I thought, came last minute, just come up. We're going to freestyle it, but we're going to go back like to the 80s, you know what I mean? So it's going to be an 80s theme. Flashback Fridays tonight. So
that
anybody
is so
out there
awesome.
Yeah, so anybody out there, you want to tap in, go back to the 80s with us. The call-in number is 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you want to speak, you know what I mean, and tell us your favorite 80s jam, 80s story, whatever about the 80s. I love the 80s, you know, so tap in with
us. I do too. Yeah. You know what I saw yesterday? Because I saw an ad for an adult-sized Big Wheel. I said, please don't show me that. I would have to have an adult toy. I would give myself a Big Wheel, okay? But yes, the 80s, that was the time. Shout out to the Big Wheel, okay, Tyco? That was a place to be in the 80s for sure. And can't get enough of 80s hip-hop. It was a little, you know, less rough, just like they were saying on that Funky Dividends track. The world is very different now. It's been a interesting, very interesting week. Cousin Marcy is going to be on her best behavior. I'm going to be on my best behavior again tonight. I'm going to, you know, tell people about themselves, but you know, I'm not going to go too hard. But I did want to mention this to all you entertainment fans out there. We just wanted to give a salute and our condolences to the family of Louis Gossett Jr., a prominent actor who we did lose today. He passed away at the age of 87. And mostly known for his role is in Roots and also the supporting Oscar-winning performance for An Officer and a Gentleman.
That was my shit.
Yes, that was a great movie. I think that, Richard Gere and that good soundtrack. I think that's where Love Lift Us Up, Where We Belong, for the easy-listening fans. That came out. Yep. I only remember the end of that movie, you know, where he, I guess, carried the lady. I think it was Deborah Winger.
Pick her up at the factory.
Right.
Classic.
Right. Like, how most 80s movies ended.
That's the
80s. Yeah. That's an 80s classic.
Takes you back to the 80s right there. It was certain movies, certain music that just take you right there. You know what I mean? That's one of them right there because I used to love that movie.
Yeah. And Roots as well. That just, you know, speaks for itself. But yeah, he deserved every award that he got. He even was in the new relaunch of The Color Purple. So he was, you know, still acting up until today's present time. Was married 3 times, and I think he had 4 children. But, yeah, shout out to you, Louis Gossett Jr. You will be missed, sir. Mm-mm-mm. What else happened this week? Because, your boy Stevie J entered the chat.
Oh,
I saw
that.
I said, you seen that?
Y'all ain't gonna keep fucking with me like this. Shout out to Stevie J.
You're not gonna keep messing with him. You're not gonna keep messing with him. But I had a very wonderful back and forth with someone that I find very not only enlightening, they're entertaining, but it's where I found this young lady at is where I got really into my sister wives thing, you know. But she dives deep, salute to you, without a crystal ball. And I was having a little convo with her, and we both kind of came to the conclusion at the same time, like, it just seems at some point in hip-hop, which, again, I'm glad we're going back to the 80s, where when did the men start coming at one another, even in their raps and their tunes? Everything kind of seemed like they want to take each other's girls. That was a whole goal, and if taking your girl was not enough, then there's this underlining theme where we see, and it's like, wait a minute, are you two guys kind of feuding over each other? If that's not going too far with the news that we've been getting over the past couple of weeks, it's like, okay, were these lovers' quarrels? Because, you know, it's okay now. You could be what you want to be and who you are, but there is such a underlying homophobic, you know, trend that hip-hop has seen, and it's horrible. You know, it just be why a lot of these things are coming to light now, and it's certainly sad when, you know, death is involved. But every day it's just something new, and I just try not to let it get too much on my brain. But I just want justice for the people that are not alive anymore, period. That's where I'm at with it. So, yeah.
Right.
Take us back to the 80s. We could say hip hop, hip it to the
hip. Hip it to the hip hop. You don't stop. Rock it to the bank.
Just make it easy.
Right. That's it,
y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get the party started. The legal party.
Let's go.
Not the pizza paperwork party. The legal party, okay? Not drugging and doing things over here.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That part. Let's go, cuzzo.
Well, let's go.
What's
let's
good?
Go.
It's your man, MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, 2 times for your soul.
To her and say that I'm infatuated by a lovely smile, and someday soon we're gonna walk the aisle. You say you're my everything, my strength for life, be the mother of your children as well as your wife. She used to tell me all the time I'm her one and only, but she ran with another man and left me lonely. Coincidental how I met her, but when I seen her I knew that I'd get her. Can't let her step, she looked too good, but my wares made me seem like a stone cold hood. I'm a lucky guy, so I pressed my luck. I stepped to her, oh, what the f***? Went her way, took a few steps past her. Got the nerve, and then I asked her. I said, yo, baby, and she started to reach. I said, whoa, don't get excited, that's a figure speech. She told me her name, gave her number and all. And when I stepped, she said, I better call. Took about a month, but she was finally mine. Everything was going smooth, we were doing fine. After a while, it wasn't no thing. We were either holding hands or she was under my wing. She used to whisper in my ear, I'm her one and only. But she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Girl, why'd you have to leave me that way? I love you.
you believe I cried? And it hurt so much to think of how she lied. I shared everything till the very last penny. Something that you really can't do with many. Since this young lady was such a big winner, I treat her all the time to a candlelight dinner. Had to buy a little play of real sweet song, and she never showed a sign that something was wrong. My boy used to say, man, shit, I'd quit her. But she seemed so happy every time I'm with her. We used to hold hands and walk in the rain, and all the days I fell down, she'd ease my pain. This was just too far-fetched to believe, to think that my girl would just up and leave. Imagine that, I just couldn't, cause I knew deep down in my heart she wouldn't. All of a sudden, a lot of things changed. She started acting funny, I mean a bit strange. We had little squabbles, arguments, fights, watched stories in the days, and stayed out night. I say, baby, where you been for all that time? And she cuddled me close and say that I be the one that she called her only, but she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Girl, why'd you have to leave that way? I love you to this day, and it hurts to think of the words you used to say.
She put it to me plain, couldn't put it no clearer. Lipstick written on the bedroom mirror, said I'm leaving you now, and I know that you'll miss me. You're probably saying, damn man, why she diss me, but you see, but I felt that it was time to go. Then I packed my bags and I'm leaving, so you take care, and I hope you live long, and don't worry, cause it's nothing that you did wrong. You'll find the right girl, someday you'll see. But I'm the type of woman that must be three. I said, why me? And fell to the bed. Reached for the nine and put it to my head. And thought about the words that she once said.
Shan, you know that you're my one and only.
But she ran with another man and left me lonely.
What's the deal, y'all? This is the legendary Hall of Fame DJ Mixmaster Ice from UTFO, and you are now tuned into the GU Show on Flashback Friday.
Hey, we take you back to the 80s at night. Let's go.
Hey, yo, man, my label mate Don Newkirk, man. Step to him.
Thanks, Search. And now for the Prime Minister.
Gave it the first light. A grin shows a trick up a sleeve. What a single web they weave. Deceive is stupefied through fable. Say let's make a deal at the dinner table. Put you on tour, put your record on wax.
Trust me!
Sign your life on the X. You exit X all, but what you really get about the Newport and Puma sweat. Text feeds and frowns upon emits. They give a gas face drink from a thermos. Sub rock could at you with a clipper. Gas face given, I beg to differ.
Pete, that was real death, man, but I gotta get serious now. Hey, yo, Don, step to him again.
Everybody, MC Search.
Black cat is bad luck. Bad guys wear black. Must have been a white guy who started all that.
Make the gas,
but those little white lies. My expression to the mountainous blue eyes dip on my face and shake my skull cap. Dismiss the myth that evil is not black, but opposite spectrum. This done by red man with horns on his head. Lay down the ill plan, got all his helpers. Said, make it snappy. Tell all the people that their hair can't be nappy. Blonde and blue eyes, a dark skin, half a G. A disease created by leprosy. Don't speak of bleach, bend them to right. Say it was night, way before the light. Put aside spooks, search leaves a trace. A setup correct with the effect of the gas phase.
Next up, Don, a special appearance by KMD's Dev Love X.
A gas face, can either be a smile or a smirk. When a pair of monkey wrists to work, when clock works. Perking is built to the rim of my cup. Don't tempt me, you're empty. So fill her up as I'm talking coffee or cocoa. Is you loco? Cash or credit for unleaded as a no-go. KMD and third base is just ace in the hole. I mean, so
another gas face victim.
There it is, yo, fellas, man. Why don't you step to the mic, man? Hey, yo, good looking out, Don, man. Peace. Pungy. Yo, who gets the gas face? No gas face for KMD. Hammer, shut the fuck. Gas face, what do we think about Hammer? Get your posse, does not get the gas face. But PW Bosa gets the gas face.
Why they do Hammer like that? And they diss Leroy Cohen. Shout out to Third Base. Two of the baddest white boys that do it. Flashback Friday's G-Loop Cousin Marcy.
It's your boy, man, Vito, man. Live and direct, man. Right here, man. From South Central Los Angeles, man. A.K.A. Eastside Watts, man. And I'm right here with my boy G-Loop, man. On G-Loop Show, man. Much love, homie. Keep it popping, man. Keep it lifting, man. Keep them. Keep killing them.
So I like to get it on with on the rail step. Rhythm is like a religion to me, cause I know that my talent God's given to me to do what I do with the utmost poise. I'm making good music and I'm making noise. I'm making dollars and I'm making sense, saying rhymes to show you for and not against. Urban, not rural, singular, not plural. I write my rhymes on the paper just like I'm painting a mural. I'm a lyrical, miracle, and when I play around you can say I'm satirical. But when it's time to do work, you know that I'ma do work, because I only have time to rhyme. Bust it. If rap was an event at the Olympics, I confidently compete, then watch them pick me for the bronze, gold, and silver 9.9, cause they know that I will verbally motivate all the fans in the stands. Start the clapping of hands and the marching of bands. Keep the topics full and at a steady pace, and you'll be eating it up cause you'll love the taste on the rail test. For the rhyme, cause the rhyme with reason, always on time, and the rhyme is pleasing to the ear, smooth and clear, because I wanna make sure that you can hear me, exercising my right to my freedom of speech, ignoring suckers cause I really don't need them to teach, because I don't need schooling, cause I ain't no pupil. Still, I pull more party people than you pull. Any given day, any given time, any given place, bring a mic and I rhyme. in front of 5,000 people or in front of one. I'm so high powered cause I'm a son of a gun. I'm running things, stunning kings. Rhymes come in the boat, making MCs so. Always victorious in a tournament. My opponents, we've been dying, was born again. To avoid the days that they were gunning for me. Little did they know that they be running for me. I produce like sperm, I multiply like a rabbit. And it's never been a hobby, always been a habit. Stand in the faces cause you get up when you see me. I got your father, brother, and boy for trying to be me. My style puts a smile on your radio dial. And God bless me with a beautiful child. On the real tip. I keep my words intact, and as a matter of fact, you love my monologue, and you say hot dog, and swarm around me like bees. But groupies, please get back, cause you're ripping up my gear. But that's what happens in disciple career, especially when they want what I got, and that's a lot. For example, I got a big strong drum with the up-tempo, and I show that I can go for what I know. I'm a craftsman, I'm like a draftsman. I plan with the pen, and when I'm done, I grin, because I never cease to amaze myself. And you don't faze me, but I faze myself. My rhymes are sublime, my technique is unique. I execute like a gymnast and always land on my feet. I got a lyrics in and overload, and they're spilling, and I'm full in the field. That's why they come out fulfilling. I give you more, not less, because you deserve the rest. I deserve the best and serve the rest. So MCs, go ahead and y'all talk, all of that small talk. I'm Def Jeff, I show you that I'm not all talking, no action. I can't be brought down, and incidentally, I'm mentally fit to hold the fort down. On the real tip.
Hold on. Get your ass out.
What's up, nigga?
Get over there.
What's going down?
Shit.
Yo, punk-ass, bass-head nigga.
Come
girl,
here.
Girl, you a punk.
Look here. Shut up, John.
Man,
John,
man.
Shut up. Come here. Come here. Look, boy. Look. Look, goddammit, you stop that shit, now.
Thank you for the
shit.
Get the hell in front of this house.
Don't tell me what to do here.
Not on you.
Hey, girl.
I tell you, man.
I don't care. Don't say shit to these people while I'm over there.
Alright, I'ma leave you, wrong fish.
Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey man. Wait a minute.
Man,
wait a minute.
Go!
Now look, look,
what's up, nigga? What's up?
John,
bust your little punk ass up, nigga.
Now look, hey, I asked you to go stay on your yard, man.
You running up on me?
Get up, okay. All right, John, get out of here. Just go home. Go ahead. Go ahead. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Take him to jail. You're
gonna swear this shit away, and you run out there. He says it.
Little Looney got out of Tracy as they closed the gate. He said, fuck him, I'm going back into my old ways. 357, no hippie for my neighborhood. I tell him 6-0, I'm a Crip, I'm a Kev Mac. Sonny Mac, Goldie Wine, and Wake Up. Petey Wap, Big Smurf, and Tone, I'm back to all my bullshit, money, and fucking these hoes. Crease khakis with my Mariners, half of my clothes. Fresh perm for these bitches, I'm fresh as can be. But still, the haters wanna test me and busting their teeth. I took it back to a rival, now I got a charge. Down up in prison, me a teaspoon up in the yard. Baby slipped there to a no spot. butter my name. Dang. Real Crip before the set, I'm a beast in the game. Huh. 89, now I'm back in the start of my clique. I couldn't think a name for it till memory sit. I was a teen up in juvie and watching the movie. A cowboy flick influenced the name that I'm choosing. Over Hill 6-0 and we pushing the line. Chris Shaw the Fox Hills, remembered in time. Huh. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. Local band, Baker T, I look up to them niggas. Gladiators from the set and you know we the biggest. Little B tatted on me, you know it's in view. So ain't no question where I'm from cause I'm covered in blue. Big U, Big D, Little Slim with me. Court Dog and PJ, we is the real 60s. Never running from the rivals and we deal with them. Baby Wake, my nigga Smurf, Mangler here, niggas. Real soldiers, we are vets like it's Vietnam. 6 times 10, drink it till the liquor's gone. But one day I met my fate and it was from behind. I took a bullet for the set, but remembered in time. So next time you think about me, just look in the sky and see my face up in the heavens and throw me a sign. I represented to the day that my breath was no more. Real nigga from the set, don't forgive me at all. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. Little Looney, remembered in time. Real niggas from the set and they never would die. R.I.P. to Little Looney and all the ones that we lost. Love y'all.
So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Bet you all the people in the place, I bet you the rest will see that it's a new beginning. My name's Kwame, and if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Melaku brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot, it makes the spit boil. The rhythm. Rapper, the K is more, rhymes like it's on the bolt of a mighty soul. Be gone with yourself, cause I conquer, boy. I break them seas like a Tonka toy. Smooth, sly, saddle bed, debonair. Come in the party, yeah, I seen you stopping there to hear the man who only had your head shook. You just think you to me, you got to throw that
this look, cause I'm a mystical, rap is probably physical. Ask about Kwame, hey, they say he is a cool fella. He's always mellow, he's ever high, strong spark. When the mic is near him, it's clever, I run smooth. Like Moet, recite like a poet. Ain't my rhymes flam? Oh man, I know it. Cause when I'm on the mic, wild boy, say, oh golly. Flip on my tip like the hip on poly grip. I go cameo, be on the Grammy show. I be as sleek as a chic out freak anyho. In the pantyhose, pumping clothes, yo. My rhymes flam? Well, I suppose. Cause I might meander, but what shenanigan? To say a fresh rhyme, yo, you know I can again. Cause I've destroyed, bust them like a hemorrhoid. Strong like a steroid, avoid the noise. The rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The black and take a rap to the M-A-X. And as I step in the party, that's when they X. For me to get on strong, no fear, like a gladiator. Turn on, steam up, MCs like a radiator. Play them all out, execution and style. Speak my beef, just release, refusing to smile. This is serious, though I rap a little humor. But still, MCs, I hear, assume I can never bust a fat rap twice. But at that price, on any mic you gave me, I got nice. I push up, pull up, sit up, get up, and fed up. Shut your lip up, and let's go head up. Poisonous is venom, no mistake, phantom. Gucci on silk, you got vodka on denim. No, my name ain't Taco, Emilio, or Paco, but Kwame, boy. And I got Joe, chick on the side, cause sweat in my tip. Gave a peck on the neck, just to wet in my lip. I don't drop my pants for the raggedy ants, just to pass up a chance on a kid's romance. I should've blow this mic, like I said I might. Got the force of 20 men, like a Jedi Knight. And it's kinda hard for me not to do it slow, so I gotta go, the rhythm.
Good evening, and welcome to Easy's Playhouse, you stupid motherfucker!
Now that you got the album, what the fuck are you gonna do with it, bitch, 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 bitch?
I knew this nigga back in back since the nigga was little.
The
nigga come from Compton, Michigan, nigga. I'ma introduce him. This is the craziest motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's crazy. Listen.
Easily I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. Tell your mama to get off of my dick. I have no time to give her my dick. I'm gonna hold it and walk around the stage, and if you fuck up, I'm going to get my gauge and unload the barrel and laugh. Cause I'm putting lead in your motherfucking ass. Psychopathic, but the hoes are attracted. Because when I'm on hard, my dick is at least a yard. In the days of old, I was a nut. Now I need at least three hoes when I fuck. Cause I do a check, nut one, nut two. Then I save enough for when there's nothing else to do. Get used to the crew, bitch. Cause I will never quit. As soon as you think that's it, I'm still talking shit.
I told you that nigga was crazy.
Yeah,
even
crazy,
Eric,
right?
That's my boy. God damn it. Go for it, your bad self. Step up to the mic,
hey,
nigga.
Bitch, spell my ripple.
I got a fable that you need to listen to. It's a funky little rhyme about a bitch or two. One Sharon, the other one Sean. I wanted to nut, but which one do I want? Sean said, easy, let me fuck you blind. And Sharon said, I want to blow your mind. I said, fuck it, I know what should be done. Just pull your panties down and I'll fuck the biggest one. And then I get the other pussy, put it in the freezer. So I can always have her own host teaser. Get out the ticket, I do it like that. So I told the hoes to take a big step back. Took the zipper down, eyes wide, and said, here's what I'm gonna put inside. Grab it like a rabbit, rabbit. Let's wreck it. Wreck but it. I won't love you when I'm done, I'll still be talking shit.
That boy good.
Yeah, that boy Joey is good.
Be talking all kinds of shit.
Yeah. I used to get pussy like Eva Aaron every day. How you know, motherfucker? You know,
your dick can't get hard.
Oh, fuck my dick, motherfucker.
Nigga, you
lying. Who you talking to? Nigga, well, get out
there, nigga. Wait a minute, cut this shit. Hey, yo, yellow boy, why don't you rewind it?
Niggas don't see I'm 100% legit. And you know it ain't about all that bullshit. It's about fucking this bitch and that bitch, but not the bitch with the 7-day itch like that hoe. Just throwing me the pussy. She says she wants to do it like a doggy. She's bad, nobody is better, but she got more crabs than a seafood platter. Bitch on a gag move to squeeze me. Say I got fucked by Easy. So I slapped the hoe like a pimp. I might be a woman beater, but I'm not a pussy eater. But when the shit hits the fan, it's out of my mouth. You don't like what I'm talking about? All of y'all can just suck my dick. You can quote me now, cause I'm still talking shit.
The boy good,
yeah,
I told the boy,
you, boy. Hey, I knew him when he was knee high.
That nigga got talent, you don't know a damn thing.
I knew him when he was knee high.
He still is knee high, motherfucker.
Yeah, I like that part. Bring that shit back one more time, Maestro.
Woo-hoo! That's that OCC heel, huh? I tell you, boy, I can do the mashed potato, nigga. What can you do?
I can do the boogaloo.
Boogaloo? That old shit been played out back
man,
in 1967.
Fuck you.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
All hail to those who believe in rhyme, for they know the spirit and the light. True as a brother make his way in life, shall he make it uncontrollable towards any other being?
First, let me explain that I'm a hustler. Now, here's an example of what a hustler must do. In this lifestyle, you got two things, bad and good, and ain't nothing in between. Now, I'ma break down a little slogan, so you can figure out the path that I'm strolling. Some say it's hard, some say it's dirty, some say it's all sex, money, and murder. Now, be myself, see, I'm a hustler.
show, Flashback Fridays, back with Cousin Marcy. We're taking you back to the 80s tonight. Cousin Marcy, what do you remember about the 80s? Marcy's in the background right now. But like I said, we're talking about the 80s. One of my favorite,
above the law? I'm so sorry, cousin.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, that was above the law.
Okay.
Y'all can hear you.
I was just saying, I had double muted myself. Yeah, what I remember about that, wasn't that Above the Law, Untouchables, right?
Yeah.
I remember about that was that video. That was such a cool little video that they did. And then I think at that time, the movie, the Untouchables was out. Just like using your real vocabulary and your vernacular and you not having to use profanity, you know, in every single lyric. I think
right.
That's what I love about the 80s. And then that pure kind of sampling where, you
right.
know, they really got down. It was like the records. It wasn't too much machinery going on if it wasn't a keyboard, but just so
right.
so many great memories. Ugh, so
and
much.
Like you said, too,
bring it back.
that's true though. Like you said,
yeah.
They
now
got,
what you remember?
Got their
point
across.
I had cut you off on accident.
People got their. Now I was saying what you said was true because, like back in the 80s, people like they rapped and got their point across without, like you said, having to do it too much or if any profanity. You know what I mean? But they still, you know, got the point
right.
across, spit it hard or whatever and all that. Like you said, it was just how it was. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, contrast from today, again, like I said earlier, it was like, what were you guys, like, really trying to emulate? Because as we celebrated yet last year, the 50 years, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. We lost it somewhere, cuzzo. Where did it go?
Right.
It just looked like took like this big old leap into foolishness, and just hopefully we recover from that and kind of, you know, go back. You hear now Kendrick is supposed to be taking shots at Drake, and I'm all here for the taking shots and things as long as we're using our talent, we're using our skills, our vernacular, and our vocabulary, not just saying,
right.
I'm going to steal your girl, or I'm going to F your B, or I'm going to pee on your grave, you know, just enough of that.
Right, yeah, because really he didn't even say anything really too much. You just said he ain't no big three, it's just him. You know, and then like you said, the media, they run with it and all that. But like you said, it's none of that. And especially Kendrick, you know, he's going to keep it on the mic. So, yeah, shout out to all that. Like you say, it's hip-hop, though. I love good hip-hop, so it's all good.
Yeah, you got to have a little controversy, you know, but just keep it light. I don't like your shoes. Okay, well, I don't like your shoes. No, I'm just playing.
Right.
Keep that mess simple. You could even look back, remember when I was thinking about this the other day for some reason, and I was like, man, remember when Biggie was on the stoop rapping?
Right.
And it's like, he was going in, but it wasn't really nothing horrible that he was saying. He was just like, this me, I'm from here, and, you know, this is what I'm about. And, yeah, I just like that. So, goodness. Dare I say it, are all the greats really gone?
Yeah. Most of them. But not
I
all
know,
of them.
Right?
Most of them.
Not all of them. Most of them. And today is the anniversary of Big L's, for his debut album had dropped today in 1999. So that was another
big
moment. He was supposed to be, you know, the rivalry in New York at that time after, you know, we did lose those other two great MCs, but we seen what happened to him. But we just can't let their memories go. Speaking of memories, this is going totally left because, you know, I'm always say something. But Beyonce dropped her act two. Her country album that everybody was talking about, and she done remade Dolly Parton's Jolene and changed up the whole scenario of the song. Well, for you country fans out there, Dolly Parton, Beyonce remade Jolene for you, and I heard it's a little catchy, and she puts a little spin on it, okay? She said she's not begging Jolene not to take her, basically telling her, girl, you better get back
Wow. So I have to be honest. See, I heard she put that out.
This is where I miss Queen Cuzzo. Because you like, what? Yeah.
No, I heard about she put the album out at midnight last night or something. So I'm sure she's about to break a lot of records and, you know, do all that stuff. Have you heard the album yet?
No. Only the two singles that they have released. I heard one of them. But, yeah, we'll see where it goes and, you know, how good she does. She's paying homage to the people that are trying country or moving over to that genre, like the K. Michelle's. She sent her a big bouquet of flowers, pardon me. And I was like, oh, that is so nice. She just strikes me as a really genuine person. For them, in my mind, I'm just like, please just don't let your name come up at the party. That's it. just stay over there. Like, stay in the country world. But I haven't heard the album yet. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Beyonce.
She should debut it.
Gonna break a
next week.
Gang of records. I don't know. I don't do country over here. But shout out to Beyonce. Much love. Much love, Beyonce. She's good, though. I'm sure she's good, though. I'm sure. She's going to do number ones and all that. Shout out to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Breaking records. New grounds. You know what I mean? Flashback Fridays, the G Loop show. Cousin Marcy G Loop. Shout out to Queen Jean. And everyone
out
there. We're going back to the 80s.
We'll be right back. baby, don't leave me. it's your boy OG Arabian Prince from the world's most dangerous group, NWA. I'm on a G News show with my homegirl, Queen Jean, the sexy Queen Jean, G-Luke, 24-7. Y'all come check this out once a week. Usually just once a week or every day. Once a week, every day. Get on the podcast. Go check it out. Go on the website. Go on the social media. Pump up the G-Luke show and Queen Jean. Peace.
Arabian friends, back with a style of hype. Not slow and low, it's the fast type. Getting dumb. Can you hit a drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some?
Yeah. I'm just a hustler on the go. Out here getting my propers, don't you know? I'm living kinda comfortable, large male and all, yeah. And a jealous motherfucker would love to see me fall like that, that.
When we sell this load, we'll have twice what we started with.
Yeah, this shit old Mac and Fast, old school gangster style, smoking dank Cognac Lounge Beat. Cognac Lounge Beat.
Motherfucker.
Cognac Lounge Beat.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, this shit old Mac and Fast, old school gangster style, smoking dank Cognac Lounge Beat.
Mr. Flamboyant.
Motherfucker.
Mr. Flamboyant.
Motherfuckers.
As a youngster, I never knew Nathan. That disobedient ass child in your neighborhood, you know the one on police was always chasing. Straight down and dirty for my props. 11 years old, extra mannish, hard-headed, shining rocks. I killed a powerful ass motherfucking old glide toy that was hella bigger than me. Prettiest thing I ever seen, a 1979 AR-15. Fully automatic in the whole killer shit. It's watching me walking up and down the street, supposed to be pointing fingers, talking my partner got a grip. Partially what I was supposed to protect my people's million-dollar spot. It was my duty, I got paid to guard the whole motherfucking block. Try and catch me if you can, now that I'm a grown man, though. The mail I got stashed away, people are never nuts. Mr. Flam, I came in here on business. I came in here on business. It could work out pretty good. It could work out pretty good.
Yeah, pertaining to being a dog-ass world and all, a brother needs some kind of occupation to make his male stand tall. Whether it's slanging them or whatever you do, man, just make sure you're true to the game.
Yeah. Still in the game, everything pretty much the same. Trying to reach a certain goal, but I got a dish that they're metro. Alcohol and tobacco, Bureau of Fans, and the DEA. Yeah, just to run up on me, want them off that their grandma, yeah. Well, what if they blast you and slap your ass in the truck? Patton, if it was a fifth, all of us would be drunk. Don't even like righteously trip off no little petty fuck shit like that. What is you saying, bro? They might be talking about how it's to the back. Meanwhile, pussy was coming around the corner on two wheels. I mean, Will, chatting in the 76 Cutlass Oldsmobile. Turning 360s like he was in the last in most people. Yeah, no gold top flame and it didn't really know the deal. I said, what the fuck wrong with you, you crazy ass motherfucker? On the back there, tried to mean mug me and turn two titles like I was a sucker. Well, blow your little ass down on this side of town. Where you find yourself melted or either beat dead.
Like that. And that's on the goose, my brother. Because nowadays the dollar comes harder than the motherfucker. So if you out in that world, don't get caught up or be slipping. Because today's society ain't tripping.
There's a fortune in this business. There's a fortune in this business. Mr. Flamboyant, get at you, might be your name. The center of attention, money, fame. Mr. Flamboyant. Fucking with a bitch's brain, a player, insane. Leader of the squad, much younger. A gangster, he throws the whole unit in a big ass double pot. Phone serve, let it settle, then make his lock. You can like practically tell a real swing when it's about to smell. Sparked overkill, 500 grams extra pertaining to the triple B scam. Solid as a rock, white, A1 good killer. None of those scantless ass cake up with bacon soda. Whether you know it or not, since here's a dog's game, you gotta watch your back and play a win. Way too many brothers getting took for large lump sums of mail. You can't be frail, and don't be like your little narrow ass. Gain some weight, drink grip with potatoes and gravy, it's not too late, become a savage. Get it for a book one, 20 charms established, one hit a quitter. The whole get down, not running for me now.
E, why you come at them like that, man? You know they can't understand that shit when you're doing about a buck 50, man.
Tony
but now, put that shit in perspective for them, no.
All right, check this out, my Zahab. Due to the fact that I am at liberty to release such valuable information towards the public, you know what I'm saying? Every last one of my Zahabs been like hollering at me, demanding that I define the definition of Mr. Flamboyant pertaining to me having inherited the gift of spit. So I had to, like, let loose.
Like that. Well, you know this shit is good listening, man. But now I want you to go back to that tune you was doing earlier in the song. That little tune you was doing.
Oh, you mean this here?
Yeah. I'm just a hustler on the go. Out here getting my propers, don't you know? I'm living kinda comfortable, large male and all.
And a lot of jealous fellas would love to see me fall.
In Vallejo, California, Mr. Flamboyant. Oakland, Mr. Flamboyant. South San Francisco, Flamboyant. North Richmond, Flamboyant.
Like that.
East Palo Alto, Sacramento. Stockton, Pittsburgh, Reno.
Oh, Reno.
Seattle, Washington, L.A. Yeah. Bear with me if I flutter, I'm kind of twisted off hanger bird. But never mind that, to the East Coast we go. Chi-Town, Chicago, the land of the snow. NYC, New York, the Big Apple. Every town is down, folks be coming up short. Detroit, Michigan, North Philly. Boise, Idaho, now really. Homicide State, D.C. Flamboyant, don't care what it be, Carlton and Boston. All around the city of Atlanta, Georgia. The two live state, Miami, Florida. Luther. You don't want to mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Buffalo, Memphis, or Kansas.
Yeah.
Boyans can be found in Alabama.
Alabama?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Spit it.
I just got a page from the clip. Dang time. I gotta get.
Yeah.
So you motherfuckers thought I was gonna change my style.
So what are you saying, Ty?
To all you bitches, hoes, and all that shit. Here's another rap that I'm ready to spit. It goes like this. My name is Short. I'm tearing shit up like never before. Pimp, slaps, making snaps. Cold cash money and two short raps. Oakland, California, that's where I'm from. The city where the boys say you don't want nothing. But if you do, I'm gonna tell you this. Truth and vogues ain't really shit. Wanna roll so hard all the time. You and that bitch playing two short rhymes. If you ask me what it's all about, I'll say it's about that money. But if you ask me, could you have some? I'll say it doesn't concern me. Ronald Reagan came up to me and said, do you have the answer to the U.S. economy and a cure for cancer? I said, what are you doing in the White House if you're not selling cocaine? Ask your wife, Nancy Reagan. I know she'll spit that game. Like one night she came to my house and gave me a blowjob. She licked my dick up and down like it was corn on the cob. What is life? Life is too short. I play young bitches like it's a sport. Yeah, I play bitches just like y'all. Like Dr. J played basketball. You can call me too, don't say it twice. You get me real mad and I'll fuck your wife. See, I'm not proper, I'm really polite. Too short, don't say it tonight. It started on a bright morning in 1987. I was in my drop-top caddy, y'all, getting sucked by a bitch named Helen. Nasty bitches around the world. I wrote this rhyme for you. You might not like my rap, but I'm telling you, bitch, it's true. So much death in the Oakland streets. Am I gonna live till next week? Will I get shot by a dope fiend? Trying to get high, trying to steal my ring. I really can't say cause I don't know why. People out here dropping dead like flies. I used to see a homeboy give him five. Now I say, man, you still alive? Cold as hell, this town I'm from won't last too long when you're faking the funk. I'm the master rapper, so you need. Clap my hand when I want my freak. You can't deny it, you know I'm right. I turn any rapper out when I'm on the mic. And I won't kick back or relax. Chili knows I'm the best at the MC rap. Chili knows too short, set the trap. They got him caught up in my serious cap. Motherfucker can't spit straight game on the mic. Cause he's worse than a fag or a Frisco Dyke. He's a sucker MC, I call him punk. Trying to spit that rap, you can scratch that junk. Your little punk ass boy wouldn't listen to me. Think I'm faking, but I'm taking all your sucker MCs to the end of the world and push you over. Good luck, couldn't find you in a four-leaf clover. If I ever said a rap trying to cap on you, I wouldn't even sweat it cause you'll be through. Looking so far up, you might fall down. Getting clowned by the hound from East Oak Town.
And the look in your face when you're looking at you can make a grown man die laughing at you. Cause you're a no rapping, no rhyming, straight out, fake as simple Simon. I never understood one word you said, but you're swearing up and down that you're killing me dead. There's only one thing I wanted to know. Sucker, motherfucker, where's the joke? I'm the player of players, just call me Pop. My name is too short, no, I don't stop. I just don't stop macking, don't stop tapping, don't stop rapping. Now you see what happens, your mind is gone, your crew just cut. Sucker MC, I'll tell you what, your rhymes are weak, you rap the same, and when it comes to game, you are lame. Never even heard of Too Short Baby. Hit Oakland in 1980, singing more raps than a rap could rhyme. Telling sucker MCs, don't waste my time. There's a girl I know, her name is Betty. Straight to the head, just rock it steady. She's so freaky, she'll juice you up. All the homeboys just can't get enough. She's a PhD, don't even stop. In the back like that, going chop, chop, chop. I won't say white girl, won't say she's black. She's the kind of girl that make your knees go crack. Feel the beat, rock with me. Let me tell you what I be. I'm a MC rapper, a MC rapper, a big bank roller and a cold, cold capper. Hey baby, I got this rhyme. It's not gonna stop till the end of time. Like rock and roll, I'll play that song to the beat all day and all night long. So listen up to what I'm saying. I'm a old town Mac. Bitch, I ain't playing. To all the homeboys doing time in the pen, gonna rock this beat for you once again. If you can't get out and you're mad as hell, say bitch, now make it sound for real. I'ma tear shit up if I get the chance. I could give a fuck less if your hoe don't dance. See, I'm a Big Mac now, I'm so great. I was born and raised in the Golden State. Call me T-O-O if you say short. I'ma wrap my ass off till you give me some more. Big bang, now just make me rich. Bitch, 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 make me rich. Check out my style, baby, I don't quit. I heard this freak say that's the shit. He took the cake, fuck the break. Too short, baby, damn short ain't fake. But the sucker MCs are screaming loud, singing sir too short. Shut your mouth. How can you talk about me and call me weak when your father smokes coke and your mother's a freak? So I keep on rapping, if nothing else. Keep your jealous ass thoughts to yourself. Bitch, he's the MC, right? Ain't saying nothing, but he's holding the mic. Fuck with me, and boy, you're doomed. I'll send a trick with a hoe to the motel room. Cause I'm the coldest MC on a microphone. Like a 357 pointed at your dome. I got cap for cap, you never heard. So fresh again with cuss words. Motherfucking shit, fucking with me. Fuck a straight bitch and a sucker MC. All you bastards got the class. And fuck you, punk, cause you still can't rap. Cut words, just let them roll. Motherfucking shit, goddamn asshole. Cut words, just don't quit. Motherfuck you, damn shithead.
Damn
bitch,
shithead,
too
yes.
Short on the mic, and it don't stop.
Don't
and
stop.
It don't stop.
Won't
and
stop.
It won't stop. Bitch! Check out my style.
Yeah, yay. Back to the 80s. Flashback Fridays on the G Lou Show with Cousin Marcy. Don't worry about nothing. Cousin Marcy's coming up in about 6 minutes. 6 minutes, Marcy. You're on with that Marcy's Minute. We'll be back. Back to the 80s.
World. All the guys, they want to get with her. Step back, cause you know you can't get her. First of all, you got to have money just in order to be a honey. But hey, that's down the line, cause I like a girl that's fine. Give her Louis Vuitton, MCM styles of every kind, Mega Design, Alpina, this girl, man, you gotta just see her, sooner or later she'll be my wife, and that's when she'll live the glamorous life. What she got, they wanna get with it, but they're not doing nothing to get it. We're the talk of the town, every time that we roll round. Other girls, they just get jealous when they smell her Perry Ellis, or obsession, or her poison. You keep away from the boys, and cuz they might try to disrespect you, but don't let them upset you, cause yo, they're not that thorough to take away your girl. A girl that has no price when she's in the glamorous life.
But this is the season of catching the vapors, and since I got time, what I'm going to do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records, make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fed, talking about, "Second, please, you work for UPS." Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks Gola with fly Bally boots, rough leather fashion and tuck silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak, and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his beeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She got the vapors. I got another partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that.
I remember when he used to fight every day. But grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a rocker-type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said that he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star. Now they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Vaughn Lee, better known to y'all as Comanche Kool V. He cut, scratch, transform with finesse, and all that mess. But I remember when he first started to rock and tried to get this job in a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanted. Now my cousin Vaughn still tried on and on and on till the light break the dawn to put this J-O-B in effect, but they'd look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 88, Kool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walks into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a job, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Saw a school on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said, nope, and treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. I would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. They acted like I wanted to keep it instead of trying to use it. But nothing switched without belief. Yo, Biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never ceased to amaze. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors.
They caught the vapors. Back to the 80s, Flashback Fridays, G-Lou. Now we got Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute. Cuzzo.
Yeah, yeah, I think that might be what those people did catch. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. Shout out to Queen Jean. We missing you tonight, my lovely one. Get in here, listeners. I'm just going to share a couple of things that I found to be a little bit interesting this week. So first up, we got word per TMZ. Should Knight issues warning to Diddy following his home raid, your life is in danger. TMZ has obtained an outtake from the Collect Call with Suge Knight podcast he did with Dave Mays not too long ago. The incarcerated Death Row Records co-founder offers up his thoughts on the Bad Boy hit situation. It's a bad day for hip-hop, for the culture, black people, because if one looks bad, we all look bad, Knight said. That's definitely not nothing to cheer about. The 58-year-old continued, but I'll tell you what, Puffy, your life is in danger. Should claim Diddy 54 knows the secrets, and because of that, they're going to get you if they can. Knight turned himself into authorities in 2015 following a suspected hit and run that resulted in the death of Terry Carter, RIP. He was charged with murder and sentenced to 28 years in prison 3 years later. Suge implies Diddy has reached the point where he should face the music. It's worth noting that despite the raid and subsequent confiscation of his electronic devices, Diddy has not been formally charged. His attorney, Aaron Dyer, blasted authorities for carrying out a search warrant that led to a premature rush to judgment. Suge gave some advice to Diddy under the assumption that he is bound for prison, even though he has not even been charged with a crime. quote, you got to make a decision when you go to prison. Strong words. You're going to be standing up pissing or squatting, sitting down pissing. Whoa. Knight said, I advise you to try and take the first one. If you squat and pissing, you know what that means. Well, geez, you're there too, right? Suge concluded by telling Diddy to not go by his nickname, Brother Love, in prison. These are Knight's first remarks about Diddy since the raids. His account on X, formerly known as Twitter, was hacked, and therefore all previous purported comments did not come from him. All right, moving along. So two days ago, Daphne Joy, 50 Cent, and Stevie J entered the chat. According to Curtis Jackson, he will now be filing for sole custody of the son he shares with the Instagram model. His sire, he is 11. The lady has now accused him of actually abusing her during their relationship from 2011 to 2012. Said he has permanently damaged the last hope that she had for him as a father to preserve their family with these last and final false claims made against me. Now, what's interesting to me is she said that the claims that 50 has made against her. No, Ms. Joy, it's not 50 that was claiming that against you. The claims against you actually came from the lawsuit from the young man that is now suing Diddy as well for $30 million, Little Rod Jones. According to the court docs, which anybody can pull up and read, not only Joy, but City Girls rapper Young Miami and Instagram model Jade Ramey were allegedly three women Combs bragged about paying a monthly stipend for their SEX work. Joy and Miami, born Carisha Brownlee, have denied the claims. Combs has also denied the claims in Jones's lawsuit. After news of the amended lawsuit surfaced, 50 did in fact troll his ex online. Cousin Marcy does not agree with that, especially if you're trying to get sole custody of your child. But he did say, I did not know you were a little SEX worker, LOL, you a little SEX worker. Mm-mm-mm. The SHIT is a movie. Oh, this is getting, they might as well put it on Showtime by now. And last but not least, I just wanted to give this information to the people who might not be certain of what's going on. They're like seeing a lot of things, you know, it's on your feeds. It's just like coming at you, blah, blah, blah. And people, they just don't know what to believe. They don't even know who they're coming at. So conspiracy theorists, I could be one myself, but I'm going to give you some actual factuals about the people that actually did go and run up on that boy's homes. Now, that would be the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and they have broad legal authority to conduct federal criminal investigations into the illegal cross-border movement of people, goods, money, technology, and other contraband throughout the United States. The HSI utilizes these authorities to investigate a wide array of transnational crime, including terrorism, national security threats, narcotic smuggling, transnational gang activity, child exploitation, human smuggling and trafficking, illegal exports of controlled technology and weapons, money laundering, financial fraud and scams, worksite and employee crimes, cybercrime, intellectual property theft and trade fraud, identity and benefit fraud, and human rights violations and war crimes. This is a huge organization. They're just not running around knocking on people's doors for no said reason. They also manage, direct, coordinate, and support all investigative activities of HSI domestic field offices countering transnational organized crime. It also furthers their mission by supporting those investigations related to previously listed crimes. So here are the ones that are very important in these latest headlines regarding the lawsuits on Mr. P. Diddy. You have cyber operational technology, as stated in the lawsuit with the footages. Yes, the young man that is suing him turned in tapes, videos, cell phone records, Okay, so that falls under that operational technology, internet-related crimes. If any of these things were sent to other people, how in the past, 50 Cent has said he was in fact sent a video that Cassie was in, and he warned P. Diddy back in 2011, is this your girl? Because this is what's out here about her. So he did not in fact post anything that had to do with that. That is a cyber crime. Child exploitation. It also manages initiatives that combine information sharing and technology across DHS. So the national security leads HSI's efforts to identify, disrupt, and dismantle those national security threats, terrorist organizations, and hostile foreign intelligence entities. Again, I just think you might want to take it a little more serious. This isn't your LAPD. It's not your Beverly Hills PD. It's not your Miami PD. It's some real serious headhunters on the investigation. And that will do it for tonight's Mercy's Minute. G-Lou, listeners, back to y'all.
Wow, that was deep. That was pretty deep right there. Wow. Wow. Shout out to Cousin Marcy.
They're not Marcy's playing. Mission.
They're not playing. They're not playing.
Yay.
Shout out to, wow.
They're not playing.
That was a lot. That was a lot,
yeah,
man. That was
a lot. It's a lot. And, you know, it's a lot of, you know, the us's and the we's. And it's like everybody went to France all of a sudden. What is all of this we stuff? All this blickety black stuff, you know what I mean? Well, that looks bad for all of us. Like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't matter what your color is, what your creed is, who you are, you're human. And if you're doing those things, you know, that are foul and you get called out for them, hey, it's just your time. That's just how I see it. But we'll just keep watch. They're going to let us know how everything fares out. Oh, and breaking news, Stevie J and Diddy were just spotted. Yeah, they hooked back up, so you know he's going to protect his friends. So he meant what he said. He apparently wants to fade with 50, so we'll see how that goes.
Shout out Stevie J, man. So Flashback Friday, y'all, the G Lou Show. Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
picture. So come over here, let's get freaky. You ready? One and a, two and a, one. I wanna do it like, and give it to you just like, come over here and do it like, turn around and I do a little something like,
everybody, the coolest legend, the cool, the DJ, the Red Alert is now on about me, it's about the G-Lu, you know what I said, the G-Lu show, check it out, each and every time, let's make things happen, the Red Alert giving it to you, all right, let's go.
We will rock you.
what it was. It was all about blood, it was all about love. He was shot in the brain by the street gang. Died on the corner with his girlfriend chained. His girlfriend ran fast as she could. Tried to get help while the others stood. Just looking around, saying who's on the ground. Is there money in his pocket to be found? Kids broke a shirt, was sniffing cocaine. Kicking back, wake the fame. Insane in the brain of what you will be. As if a cocaine is smoking, you see. Believe in me, like an ABC. Don't live your life in no misery. Remember the days that we kept it live with Tim Case and the Jackson 5.
Hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy. I said, hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy. If you can dig it, you can pop, you can get on down.
Mind. Snatches the purse and he's on the run. So the lady takes him off the set with a gun.
Flashback Fridays, man. We're going to come back and wrap it up after this. This is off the request line. Going out to Brother Love. The Gangster Love.
I've never been played by a hoe. If the bitch is acting stupid, she gotta go. Some motherfucker miss ass. If she fucks with me, I'ma kick a little monkey ass. See, you hoes got it wrong. Think since a nigga say he love you, he ain't strong. Girl, you're taking shit the wrong way. And I can tell right now, it's gonna be a long day. I've got to educate you, brothers. If the bitch won't give up the plate, fuck her. Move along to the next trick. See, I'm the type of nigga tell a hoe suck dick. And if she ain't sucking, that's a waste of time, conversation, and my fucking. I'll just put my fucking pants on and tell the idiotic freak to take a tramp ass home. Cause I don't need a fucking dummy. I need a bitch to lick my nuts until my dick is coming. And after that, you'll earn your gloves. Just call me the Gangsta of Love. My shirt and put down my bridges. If she's got big titties, I squeeze them and hold them. While she suck my dick and lick my scrotum. If she's got a friend, I'll fuck her too. Together we can play a game of switcheroo. I ain't the type who gets all mushy. I like to sit back and watch them eat each other's pussy. We people might say I'm insane, but that's the other damn level of the game. I'll turn your sister out if you fuck with me. You wanna know my identity? I'm a faker, knowing goddamn well I'm a motherfucking heartbreaker. I have them crying for months, cause I'd fuck their best friends and put a whipping on their cunts. They have their mothers to call, but if you fuck one mom, you can fuck them all. And I really don't give a fuck, cause if your mom offers me the pussy, she's stuck. That's what kind of nigga I am. A pussy fucking gangster. Goddamn, 6 different hoes a night. I use lubricated rubbers to make the pussy feel right. Better safe than be a victim. If you got a Jimmy hat, go ahead and stick him. I put the pussy in its place, and right before I nut, I pull it out, then to the face, and tell the bitch to keep licking, and prepare herself for another ruthless dicking. And when I fell straight to the tub, just call me the Gangsta of Love. I put a bitch through a test. If she don't pass, she don't get blessed. If the test consists of fucking my whole crew, well, bitch, goddamn, that's what you gotta do. You say you wanna be down with Willie D, but yet you find it difficult to listen to me. Every time you fuck up and skip a class, I'ma put my goddamn foot in your ass. And if your father wanna fuck up, I'll beat the wrinkles out the old motherfucker. I treat a bitch like a queen, but she has to realize I'm the goddamn king. Some jealous punk in town told my girl I was fucking around, and she's still down to do the same. You gotta have game. You wanna know my name?
Call me, call me, yeah. Call me the Gangsta of Love.
Say, hey, yo, what's up, G? All the hoes mad at us. We ain't paying for the pussy, fighting over the ass and shit. Yo, but that's that other level of the game again. Damn straight. Hey, man, while we on the subject of hoes, whatever happened to that hoe you used to fuck with named Cassie?
Oh, Cassie, that hoe was hot. The first piece of pussy that I ever got. She fucked me till I was coming. Put my nuts in her mouth and started humming. I said, shit, come in for checking. She started scratching my dillbag and said, hold up a second. Turn me over on my back, gold. Opened up my butt cheeks and started licking out my asshole. That's why I guess that I'm the gangster. And Kathleen Johnson, sweetheart, I like to thank you. Little hoes out there are getting stuck. My niggas like me, and we really don't give a fuck. Big ass titties and a sexy switch. Whatever you got, you deserve it, bitch. See, I like to take them fast. Act like I love them, and dog them motherfucking ass. Like, for instance, Miss P. The bitch ran a game and tried to fuck over me, but I sensed it in the making. Talking about she prayed for me at that Jamaican. She said, me, of course.
course. So I drug a little ass like a motherfucking horse. That's what you get for trying to play me. I'll kick a bitch's mic dead in the ass if she ever say we made a kid when I make it. I'll grab her by her motherfucking neck and try to break it. Cause I knew I wore a fucking glove. You know who you fucking with, bitch?
That's the Ghetto Boys, man, off the request line. I had to play that for someone. Shout out to Brother Love, his G Lou, Cousin Marcy, and that's
wow.
About it.
Lord, we made it through. Shout out to Queen G, we bid you. Great show, Cuzzo. Shout out to the Steve Miller Band with their original Gangster of Love. Damn, Willie D.
Yep.
Willie D was talking that talk.
What do you know?
Brother Love, wishy. Anyway, I'm going to contradict. Cousin Marcy don't got nothing to say, but y'all tune in to the After Hours on YouTube with G. Lou and his special guest tonight. And I will see y'all back here on Sunday, Lord will.
Stay prayed up.
That
part.
We love
y'all. That part. For real. Cuzzo, you did it again. Thank you. Love you, Cuzzo.
We did it again. I love you more,
cuz of. All right.
100.
Peace.
Yeah.